Today, I will give you 3 steps on how to differentiate your product, how to make it stand out from the competition, so that when customers on Amazon search that keyword and your listing shows up, yours stands out from all the other competition. This is Seth Kniep, Kniep in It Real, and welcome to the Jogcast, where in 20 minutes or less in each episode, we teach you how to sell on Amazon FBA. Today, I'm going to walk you through one of the most important parts of building any kind of business. Even if you are a brick and mortar freaking coffee shop, this applies. How to differentiate your product on Amazon. There's a coffee chain here in Austin, Texas, known by many from the name Summer Moon. Summer Moon is building a brand, and this brand is nothing short of phenomenal. The most common brand I see printed on little carton-type mugs around the office when people order through Favor or Uber Eats is Summer Moon. Now, why is it that people will drive 10 to 15 minutes to go to Summer Moon, passing up 4 to 5 other coffee shops along the way here in Austin, Texas? I mean, after all, they're just selling coffee. How do you differentiate coffee? Everyone's claiming the best blend, the best roasting, the best tasting dark, medium, or light roast with all these added syrups you can add that Starbucks made so popular around the world. It is because of how they treat their customers, and it is because of the consistency of the product. You always know what you're going to get when you go to Summer Moon, because the training they put in place, the products they use, and the systems they implement to make the scalable create a consistent experience. And consistency builds trust, and trust generates revenue in a free marketplace. Well, the same is true when you're selling on Amazon. Just like Summer Moon, who stands out from all these other coffee shops in Austin, Texas, on Amazon, you must also differentiate your product. Your product must give me a reason to buy instead of the competition. So today, let me give you 3 steps. But first, let me explain what exactly is differentiation. I mean, I get it, Seth. When you're, you know, at a coffee shop, you're giving me better service and something more consistent. How does that work in the online platform where I cannot sip the coffee, smell the aroma, or talk to the barista? All I can do is look at a picture of a product and hope that it's a better product and that those reviews are real. To differentiate a product on Amazon means you are developing either a novel product or an improved version of an existing product. As long as you are adding value to a product, then you are giving shoppers a reason to choose your product, whether you have reviews or not. In other words, differentiation is when you make a product that is better than your competition. And at Just One Dime, we like to call that betterentiation. How do you know then what to differentiate in a product? Well, just go to Amazon.com and observe 2 things. Number 1, what customers favor and buy the most. And number 2, your competition's customer feedback. The most helpful feedback tends to be in 2, 3, and 4-star reviews. 5-star reviews tend to not say anything critical of the product, not unlike an employer-employee relationship. If your manager only gives you positive feedback, you're probably not growing very much. They give you constructive feedback, that's a good sign. It means that they care about you and your service and what you do, and it gives you the opportunity to get better. So a 5-star review really doesn't help you build out a product, because if you just look at 5-star reviews, you're gonna come out with a product that looks just like the competition. Oh, they like the cardboard, or they like the stainless steel, or they like the color. Well, let me do the same and hope that I get the same number of sales. How will that be possible when you start with 0 reviews and they already have 2,379? That's why it's important that you find what the critical reviews say. Yeah, but Seth, you kind of didn't mention 1-star reviews. Wouldn't I find the most critical things there? Well, the truth is 1-star reviews tend to be less reliable. They kind of tend to come from buyers having a bad day. As of late, we live in a world where people take out their emotional frustration, oftentimes in reviews. And so I like this product, you know, but I wish this edge wasn't sharp. That would be a good review, a helpful review that helps us know how to make the product better. But if someone got out of bed, there's gum in their hair, they stubbed their toe on the bedpost and their coffee was cold, and then they used the product and they're already in a bad mood, it might be just slightly slanted. And so oftentimes people or competitors vomit in the one-star reviews, and they don't really give you anything legitimate in order to differentiate your product. By the way, if someone says, I like this product, but everything that follows the but is more important than everything that came before the but, because it's what happens after the but gives you the areas that you need to improve. So let me give you three real-to-life product examples to show you three differentiation strategies that you can use for your next Amazon product. Number one, solve an unsolved problem. Let's start with the example of a selfie ring light. I'm sure you've seen these. If you're listening right now, use your imagination. It's a circle. It's a light. It's shining up your face. It's helping not to accentuate the wrinkles or blackheads or divots or crevices or craters. And it's allowing you to look decent while you are on social media recording yourself. I mean, these are very popular amongst social media influencers. This device is meant to help people record and take images of themselves by providing good lighting. It also provides mounting for your camera or phone as well. Your camera can literally go right in the middle of the ring that is lit. Just think like at a circus, there's this ring on fire through which the trapezist or whoever the animal jumps through, well, in this case, it's lit. I don't mean that in the Gen Z way, but we could say it's lit. Now, some people like the ring effect because it literally makes their eyes have this really weird, creepy looking, white glowing circle right where the pupil is supposed to be. So, differentiation step number one, observe what customers favor. You know, if I go to Amazon.com right now and I search selfie ring light on Amazon, the top product results look the same. They all have this flimsy aluminum stand and these tripod legs. When you see similarity in your market, my friend, that is an opportunity for you to break that freaking mold and stand out. We also find, looking at sales, that customers favor ring lights that look bigger. They tend to sell better. This tells us that we want to produce a large ring light that is not flimsy. Differentiation step number two, analyze customer reviews. Now, I'm noticing that the biggest review gripes for these ring lights is a lot of people are saying the ring light is too small. Buyers are complaining that the light was much smaller than expected and didn't provide enough light for their intended effect. By the way, super easy way to fix this. You have a real-to-life model of a human standing next to the light, and people immediately get perspective on how big that light is. Because there's nothing more disappointing than thinking something's going to be jumbo and it's minuscule. You feel cheated out of your money. Flimsy base. These tripods, they move easily. People in the critical reviews are complaining that they're so flimsy that when you're recording, if you barely bump or sneeze too hard, the thing's going to move and it messes up the effect of what you are filming. Now look, you do not want the camera or phone falling with the tripod to the ground, let alone the mounting option, which is another complaint. Is the option for taking your cell phone and attaching it to the mount, it's really hard to screw it on tight so it stays stable. And in the middle of your filming, all of a sudden it goes to the side, kind of like in the classic movie effect where someone's filming and the camera hits the floor because a zombie attacked them. The next complaint I'm noticing is no desk mounting option. The reason I love this one so much is it's very rare to find any ring light that actually allows you to put it on a desk. Why do they always assume that you want to be standing? What about people who might have a good reason to be sitting on the desk or take off the top and put it on a desk because they already have the height that they want? I mean, if you could see me right now, I'm standing next to a table. A ring light would not work. Not that it matters. You can only hear me. You can't see me. But if I was filming this, having a ring, I might use a ring light if I could put it right here on this table. By the way, Caleb, I know you don't like it when it hits the table because it makes funny mic sounds, but I did that one on purpose. So hopefully I get an excuse on this one. So differentiation solution is you're going to solve a problem by making an improved version of an existing item. I just looked through and gave you four different, very clear, very simple ways that you could improve this product. Now, for today's purposes, we can use pre-made Alibaba products as our examples of differentiated products. I mean, right here in Alibaba, I am seeing multiple examples of this, but do keep in mind that you are better protecting the long-term health of your business when you design a novel more differentiated, because then it is harder for other sellers to copy you. If it's really easy to find the differentiation you want by just searching the main keyword on Alibaba, there's a very strong chance that everyone else is going to do the same thing. And guess what? When everyone's doing the same thing, nobody stands out. And when nobody stands out, nobody gets sales. So we have concluded, based on our research, by the way, guys, I didn't need a single tool, a single special software tool. I didn't have to pay a company a single dime, pun intended, to get the data I just shared with you. Based on very cursory research, we found a ring light on Alibaba that already addresses the customer's biggest gripes. This model has a heavy, sturdy base. This model is desk mountable. This model has a 12-inch ring light instead of a 2.5-inch one. This model can mount phones and professional cameras. This model looks significantly different from most selfie ring lights. And this model, you ready for it? Drum roll, please, is not on the Amazon platform yet. I really wish you could see what I'm looking at right now. This actually is a beautiful ring light. Now, again, just saying, the fact I found it that quickly makes me a little nervous, because chances are someone else is going to come along and sell the same product. Maybe they already have it being manufactured. So by the time I get mine manufactured and shipped, I'm 90 days late. Does it mean I won't get sales? Of course not. But you want to be first to market if you can. So you might want to dig a little more. This is for demonstrative purposes only, my good friend. Number two. Hold on, Seth. You said there's a number one. That's right. Solve an unsolved problem. That was number one. Now let me continue to number two. Offer a superior new to Amazon version. Now we're going to get a little more innovative, and we're going to use a different example. We're going to step away from the ring light, and we're going to get really focused and zoomed in on the example of a pocket microscope. Yes, it means what it says. It is a microscope that will actually fit into your pocket. It's pretty nifty looking. Differentiation step number one, observe what customers favor. Now notice, we're doing the exact same strategy as we did for the selfie light, except we're going to take it a little further. Watch what happens here. When we search pocket microscope on Amazon, there are two main versions of this product. I notice a plug into your phone version, and I notice a handheld version. Now, the plug into your phone version fastens to a base that rests on a desk. You connect a cable from your phone that allows you to see the magnified image via an application. Now, the handheld version, on the other hand, this type of pocket microscope comes with a clip where you can put your camera's phone up against the viewfinder. And all of the best-selling pocket microscopes look like one model or the other. So I noticed that there are two highly marketing or highly selling pocket microscopes on Amazon right now. And most of these are priced at more than $40, which tells me there may be a path to producing premium-priced products here. And that brings me to differentiation step number two, analyze customer reviews. The biggest review gripes for these pocket microscopes are number one, it is difficult to keep steady and retain focus. And number two, they probably shouldn't be drinking lots of caffeine right before they try to use the microscope. Number two, the phone clip does not support the phone specific to the handheld version. This complaint is specific to the handheld version. So what is the solution? Well, instead of improving what I already see, like we did with the selfie ring light, what if I offer a superior new to Amazon product? Seth, how am I going to do that? I mean, are you talking like I got to get a mold, a prototype, a product designer, like all that crap? Not necessarily. Let me explain. I want to go for a quality premium product since we know the market accepts high prices. Now, we found a new to Amazon version on Alibaba already. And this product, by the way, as I type it in, it provides this novel digital display that eliminates the need for using your phone. It looks visually different from both models on Amazon right now. I think that means it will generate interest and clicks on Amazon for sure. It stands out visually. It also can be handheld, but also has an attachable base. So look at that. Look at that. Like already, it's meeting the need of things we like, but it's also beginning to solve the problems through a new, never seen before version on Alibaba, soon to be on Amazon. And also notice it has a very high quality microscope. Now, obviously, I'm going to have to get production samples to test this thing out, but based on the claims, that's what's happening. So it is possible that you could launch a new, never seen before product on Amazon, finding it already made on Alibaba. Now, I promised you three ways. Let me give you a third before our 20 minutes is up, and that is improve via bundling. And we will use a different example. This time, it will be an infrared thermometer. An infrared thermometer gives contactless body temperature readings. Yes, they don't have to put the thermometer in your mouth or inside any other places to get a temperature. Now, these products boomed in popularity with the COVID-19 pandemic, but they continue to sell well. So differentiation step number one, exactly like we did with the selfie ring light and the pocket microscope, observe what customers favor. So when I search infrared thermometer, I see extremely similar product images. However, I'm noticing that minimalist designs kind of do better than the rest. By minimalist, I mean they don't have tons of buttons. They're a little smaller. They're a little simpler. Because even the most basic versions charge more than $30. That tells me there's a good chance that we can go premium with this product as well. Which brings me to differentiation step number two, analyze customer reviews. Now, the biggest review gripes for the infrared thermometer is number one, inaccurate measurements. Customers took their temperature, waited 10 minutes, and then took their temperature again to dramatically different results, concluding either this product is really bad or there's something seriously wrong with my body. Second issue, no storage solution. The instructions said that the infrared thermometer should be stored safely, but they also provided no storage solution, such as a carry case. Not only would this alteration be easy, but a main product image that includes the case to store it, I guarantee you is going to make that listing stand out on Amazon search result pages. So the differentiation solution is to offer a unique product bundle that customers want. You know, a really easy way to find that, if you go to Amazon's frequently bought together sections on Amazon listings, you're going to find all sorts of bundle ideas. I mean, we already got one. It needs a case, right? What I found by searching is not only is there a case for the infrared thermometer itself, but a larger case in which to store it. And it has a digital display on the outside. Man, I wish you guys could see this. This is giving me more ideas. Now, what I'm talking about here is three different products bought from three different sellers on Amazon by customers often. Look, if Bobby McGee is buying this case and this packaging design and this thermometer all in the same order, maybe I should be putting those together in one bundle. We can easily design a case for this product and include instructions as well. There's so much more I could share with you on this. If there's been any one thing that I've emphasized since day one selling on Amazon, it is to differentiate your product. My first successful private label product on Amazon was an urn, a cremation urn. The reason it worked is no one else was selling this kind of urn. And guess what? I didn't even know what differentiation was at that time. I just thought, man, this will probably sell well on Amazon because it's not selling for me on eBay. And it did. And that's when I knew I was onto something. The number one reason for failure of my products has been a lack of differentiation. And those products that I differentiated where the market was strong, the majority of those have done well. You can do the same. Now, if you're going, Seth, this is great. Can I just meet with someone and talk about this? Sure. Go to jod.com/freedom. Apply to book a meeting with one of our team members so they can understand what you're trying to accomplish and see whether or not we're a good fit to bring you to the next level. And in the meantime, do not give up. Do not stop. Continue to build your Amazon business so that someday you can create freedom and margin to do the things you love with the people you love.